Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We are The Odd Couple. He's Rob. I am Chris. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we'll be joined at the bottom of the hour by Fox Sports MLB insider John Morosi to fill us in on all things MLB. Of course, the big trade between the New York Mets and the Cleveland Indians. Francisco Lindor, the gold glove shortstop, on his way to the Big Apple, Rob.
That's right, on his way to Queens.
I love it for the Mets, but you know this. I mean, baseball is a fickle sport as it is. We've seen a lot of guys go to New York and not get it done.
Oh, it just depends on where it is. But the thing is, Chris, and this is a column I'm working on. Well, I shouldn't say it, but the Mets, to me, look like they're going to be a player. Let's put it that way. Like this is
chance
a new
–
they used to have
World
a penny
Series.
Pinching, you know, like remember –
Are you saying just in general – yeah, under the new
like
owner.
The old owner. Remember, okay. they got beat out of money – right. In the Madoff scandal, Chris, you know?
Right.
So the Wilpons weren't spending money. They were always cutting corners or whatever. And the Mets just, they went to the World Series in 2015. It's not like it was 100 years ago, but they never could sustain anything. They got a real owner who has deep pockets, who was a Met fan, who grew up on Long Island, Chris, all the things that you want in an owner.
All right. Well, we'll get to that with John Morosi. But before we go there, obviously, this is a wild card weekend, Rob, and I got to be honest. I'm going to share a personal story with you. The pandemic's been horrible. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But there's a few nice things that come out of it. You know, there's some positives that kind of come out of it. People are spending more time with their families. You know, you got time to open a book. You know, you can't go everywhere you want to go like usual. But for me, wild card weekend, it's obviously always great. But, you know, especially when I covered the NBA, my wife's, she's a, you know, medical doctor. And her practice, medical
practice.
She's
a real doctor.
Yeah,
not like a podiatrist, a foot doctor. They're not real.
She's a gastroenterologist. Can you say that?
Does she gastroenterologist?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. See, I wouldn't have been able to marry her.
They do colonoscopies.
Oh, man.
I had a colonoscopy a week or two ago. My second one. Have you had one recently? You need to. Okay, good.
Yeah.
She didn't do it, but I got it done at her practice. And all you brothers out there, men, get it. Take care of it. Get that taken care of. They knock you out. Right, Rob? Nowadays, they put you out.
It ain't like before.
Yeah, you don't have to dread it like in the old days.
where you feel every little thing. Right, and after
you're
it's
knocked
done,
out.
You, after it's done, you might feel like getting engaged to somebody.
But no, it's so get if you're of age 45 or over. I got my first one at 47 and just got my second one 52 every 5 years.
And it, you know, like some people have a history in their family, they got to get it more often,
exactly. So but get that taken care of. But anyway, they used to always have their, you know, big Christmas or holiday dance on Wild Card Saturday. So I would be there at the dance.
Watching the game.
No, I wish I was watching the game.
What?
I'm there cutting the rug. I mean, I'm cutting the rug now, but still, I want to be watching the game. And yeah, I'm there at a medical dance.
You know what's funny?
Luckily I was an NBA reporter, so I didn't have to report on the games, but still.
For my 50th birthday party, we had it in New York, Chris. At Clyde Frazier's restaurant on 10th Avenue. Yep.
And that was, it must have just been opening then. Clyde's, what's it called?
Yeah, Clyde's Place. Yeah.
It's a nice place. They got
it's
some good
real
food.
Nice.
Yeah,
it's really real nice.
Yes.
And I remember it too because it was on Wild Card weekend because my birthday's this weekend, right on Sunday.
That's right.
So it was a Wild Card weekend and Skip Bayless showed up and Ernestine. But it was in between the two games. Like, he had a window or whatever it was.
So he, when
you know
he showed
what I mean?
Up briefly.
So he came for a while or whatever. I thought that was really nice. You know, like, because you know Skip wants to
That's
watch all the games.
Skip. Yeah,
he was there. He would not miss my 50th birthday party. I always appreciated that.
That's good. 50, and that was a long. Was Skip on TV at that point?
What? When I was 50?
That was a long time ago.
That's only 7 years ago.
I think
what
he was still
about?
In the Chicago Tribune or covering the Cowboys or something.
Yeah, right.
Like that.
No.
All right, Rob, let's get to it. Wild Card Weekend. Here's the question I want to throw at you. Which quarterback has the most to prove this weekend? So we're not including Aaron Rodgers and Pat Mahomes who have byes. But this weekend, which quarterback has the most to prove? I'm going to give you the matchups. You got Phillip Rivers against Josh Allen. You've got Jared Goff against Russell Wilson. You got Tom Brady against Alex Smith and, you know, maybe the other guy. They might do both. We'll see. Lamar Jackson, Ryan Tannehill, Mitch Trubisky, Drew Brees, Baker Mayfield, Ben Roethlisberger. Who you got?
I think we both know that Lamar Jackson has to win a playoff game. He hasn't won it since third year. He's 0-2. So he has to win a playoff game. I think that's obvious, right? Would you say that? Like, we both agree.
Yeah, and I'll give him that.
Like it's obvious that he has to win a game. He doesn't have to be great.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world.
They need to win. Right.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world because he's still so young. And remember, Peyton Manning.
But he needs to win a playoff game.
But,
okay? And they've been playing great.
The pressure's on.
Yeah. They've won, what, 5 or 6 in a row, Chris? They've been
but
blowing
they've been
everybody
playing,
out.
To use your formula, they've been playing patsies.
Right, but they're
don't
blowing
throw
them out.
That out. Yeah.
No, but they're blowing them out, which is the way they should
when,
do
when
patsies.
When I say something about Mahomes, you don't give me that. You just hone in on the patsy part.
Can I talk?
You do. I'm just saying. You do. You know I'm right.
No,
you
know I don't
right.
know.
But anyway,
you're right.
go
But anyway,
they're
I'm going to go.
Good against
I'm going
the
off the board. I'm going off the board. I'm going to pick Drew Brees.
Ooh.
Because, yep, Drew Brees
you
hasn't
know he's
looked.
He's got a Super Bowl, right?
No, but he hasn't looked that great since he came back from the half a slab ribs issue that he had. What was the game they played? Not the last game, the game before that. He had two or three interceptions, no touchdowns. He just didn't look that good. In the first week, he didn't look that good. I don't remember his numbers this past week.
He doesn't look the same. I'll give you, you're right.
And this is a team that has a really good defense, Chris. A team that some people picked to go to the Super Bowl. I did before the season started. And I think that people need to see, like, what's that?
You sound like you're off of that.
Yeah,
I know who you're going with. I want to see
what they do. I'm not off of it yet. I'm not.
You going with Green Bay?
No, I'm not. I'm sticking.
You don't want Green Bay.
I'm picking Baltimore and I'm picking New Orleans. That's my preseason pick. I'm sticking with my pick. But anyway, I think he has something, Chris. If they're going to make a run, they have a defense. Alvin Kamara is a great running back, Chris. They got almost all the ingredients. But he's the weak link. He's got to be better. I think. And the first game, right? Who are they playing? The Bears, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got
to. You got to beat the Bears, and he has to play well. And I'm looking for him to prove that he can get them, because this looks like this is his last year, and he's going to NBC Sports, right, Chris? Isn't that the talk? That he's going to take over for Chris Collinsworth, right? That's what people are saying. So I think that he has something to prove this weekend.
Look, you said it at the top. Of course, it's Lamar, right? I mean, he's got to win a playoff game. If he doesn't, and I'll give him that, he's young. We all know it. He's still got plenty of time to go ahead and win.
How old is he, 23 or something, Chris? How old is he?
He must be 24-ish, 24, 25, something like that. Probably 25. Check that out, Lee, if you can. But
Lee,
probably 25.
Well, how old is he?
So he's got time, though. Although I do think it's not quite as much as your average, you know, big arm quarterback. But he's 25. But he's still got time. It won't be the end of the world. But you know, Rob, in today's climate, it will be ratcheted up. Next year will be very tough on the Baltimore Ravens if they don't win at least one playoff game. Right?
No, they like, gotta win.
You're going to go through that whole season. And this year was like this to some degree. But if they don't win the first playoff game, they got to go through all the next season. I don't care if they go 16-0. No one's going to care. It's all going to – in fact, that would just put more pressure on you. So they need to win a playoff game. He needs to kind of – he's great as it is. I don't want to say validate himself. But, you know, people want to see, can you do it in the postseason? But I'll give you a little bit about Breece. Yeah. I mean, he's got the Super Bowl, though. You know, he's obviously got a lot of records. Here's the thing, Rob, and I'm going to go a little further than just Wild Card Weekend. If he wins the Super Bowl this year, does it move him up? I know he wants to win, and he's competitive, and it'd be great for him to win, and New Orleans and all that, but I don't think it moves him up.
Yeah,
he wouldn't move ahead of Aaron Rodgers. I'm talking about in the historical rankings.
No, but I think people would look differently at him a little bit, Chris, from the standpoint of winning more than one, winning a second Super Bowl. You saw Peyton Manning did it where he won Super Bowl. And I know he was the tin man in that play, and it was all about the defense and what they did to Cam to stop him. But he went out with a second one. I think another Super Bowl with this team, considering where they are, they've been up and down. You've said it with the record, Chris, where they didn't make the playoffs, what was it, 3 years in a row?
Three straight years.
Yeah, I mean, so to go out on top, it's just the way people look at you, Chris. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's always like a boxer. People remember the way that they see you at the end. If you're getting beat up or you win your last fight and you walk out and you're triumphant, there's something about walking away with a championship like John Elway's career, Chris. Would you agree with me? John Elway winning
Elway,
those last
two Super Bowls,
it heightened him.
Yes, but he had lost, what, three? His first three.
Right, but he was still like a hell of a quarterback,
Those two Super Bowls, though, raised his stature.
That's what I'm saying,
He'd be a Hall of Famer and all that, but he wouldn't be as highly regarded as he is.
It changed his perception.
If he hadn't won those. I don't think, and you're right, it will be a great story. Last year, you know, win the Super Bowl.
Walk out on top.
City of New Orleans, yeah, you were injured. I mean, the whole nine yards, it'd be great for him. But would it move him ahead of anybody? I don't think it'd move him ahead of Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning. Would it move him ahead of Brett Favre? Maybe a Brett Favre.
Brett Favre won one Super Bowl, Chris. He's the all-time interceptions leader. I know he played. He had the consecutive game playing streak. I got that. He was a daring gunslinger, threw the ball around, had some exciting moments. I covered a playoff game where he threw like a 60-yard touchdown at the end to beat the Lions in a playoff game in the old Pontiac Silverdome, Chris, back in the early 90s. So I saw some of Brett Favre's magic, and I covered some of those playoff games. So, yeah, that might be a guy. Could he do it? Would Drew Brees maybe be thought of higher than Brett Favre?
I don't think he'd go to another tier. Let's put it that way. And I think you would agree with that. Like, I don't think it takes him to another tier. Is that fair?
Winning a second one?
Yeah.
I think people would look at him differently. I would love to hear what people think.
He's
about
just not
Drew Brees.
Look, he's an all-time great Hall of Famer, all that. But he's not. I think it's the dink and dunk. And now, especially now, he doesn't throw deep. I just don't think he's as highly regarded as some of the guys that have done, not even done as much as him, because they had the powerful arm and, Like I said, Aaron Rodgers. If Drew wins this Super Bowl, he's got two to Aaron's one. I'm not putting him ahead of Aaron Rodgers, though. And he's got numbers like Rodgers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's an interesting thing. Let's see what the listeners think. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What would winning his second Super Bowl this year do for Drew Brees? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
You can't be Green
Acres.
Here
we go. Come on, Chris.
It's the I Couple. No, I'm going to let you
Green
do it.
Green Acres is the place for me.
Unlimited
is the life for me.
Land
spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
That's Green Acres classic. I don't know how good it was. I was so young, but I remember watching it.
That was a stupid show. I think the writers were on LSD. It was Chris. I'm not even kidding you. You know why, Chris? Nobody knows any storylines from those shows. There's no story. I'm dead serious. Like, great shows, you know, when you go, oh, that was the episode when this happened. You know, like the Honeymooners.
Cheers or something.
Cheers. Yeah. Like, you know, you cannot give me a storyline for any Green Acres because none of them made sense.
It's the I Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. All right, business today moves faster than ever. And if you're slow to adapt, then you will, trust me, will get left behind. If you're still running on things like QuickBooks, well, it's time to hit the gas and accelerate with NetSuite. Let NetSuite show you how it will benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/odd. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We want to throw it out to you. How much will it change, impact Drew Brees' legacy if he wins this Super Bowl, his second Super Bowl title? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, Dan in Washington, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dan?
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
We're good, brother. How are you?
Good. Long-time listener. I love you guys.
Thank you.
One thing I just want to get back to something that you had mentioned before the break about this elevating Brees past Favre. You guys are absolutely nuts. There is no way. Okay, Brees is a probably top 10, top 12 quarterback. But Brett Favre is the face of a franchise, of a city.
He's not even the best quarterback his franchise has ever had.
Yes, he's third best.
And we didn't say it would definitely do it. We said it might. But go ahead. But keep Favre in perspective.
Let me ask you this. When you say Green Bay Packers, you think Lombardi, Snow, Bart Starr, and Brett Favre.
Hold on. Is Aaron Rodgers not better than Brett Favre?
Listen, I'm a Packers fan. Aaron Rodgers is.
But all right, then. You just said it.
He's the third best quarterback in his franchise.
Exactly, because Bart Starr is there. Everybody knows Bart Starr. I don't care that name. You just said it. Aaron Rodgers has passed Brett Favre.
Okay, when you think of New Orleans, you think of crawfish, horns, crazy fans.
Hey, when you think of New Orleans Saints,
Drew Brees is the last thing on the menu.
That's because New Orleans got a lot more going on than Green Bay, Wisconsin. But hold on. When you think of the New Orleans Saints, who do you think of?
I think about that blocked kick that happened 10 years ago and the guy who did it.
Drew Brees is the face of that franchise.
Yes, he is. And if he wins the second one, we appreciate the call.
Even if he doesn't, he's the face. But
No doubt. All right, Bruce in South Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, what's going on, Robin, Chris? I love this show. I tell you, I listen to the show every day. I do want to make one comment. Let's run the Brett Favre and Drew Brees comparison a little bit, because that's a good one. Drew Brees' issue, as far as lifting him up on the legacy, he never won a regular season MVP. Brett Favre did that three times.
Right.
So I think that gives him much of a leverage in that case. Winning the Super Bowl is going to be a heat of the moment, someone would say so, but I think when the smoke settles, I don't know if it really moves him.
But the other
That's kind of what we were talking about, Rob. I mean, that's fair.
And the other part, too, though, is that Brett Favre's Super Bowl, It was Desmond Howard who was the MVP. Right. I'm just saying, and if Brett Favre, and
but
if,
the thing is this and granted, Drew Brees has done a lot more than Eli Manning, but you know, Eli's two Super Bowls don't move him ahead of, you know, a Brett Favre or anybody like that.
Yeah, but that's going to get him in the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's
right.
Totally,
but I hear what the caller's saying. Like, does Favre is just more iconic than Brees?
Oh, hey, real quick, am I online still?
I don't know if another Super Bowl will change that.
Oh, go ahead. One more quick point. If remember, before he retired, well, after he retired, he did lead the league in touchdowns. I don't know. I know it doesn't mean anything now, but that was something at the time. It wasn't like he was a complete interception machine.
Yeah, no, but he was the all-time leading interception guy, too, though. You got to admit that.
I know.
He was famous for throwing picks to end playoff games.
Well, I tell you what, right? It would be interesting nowadays. Because the interceptions,
that would drop down his quarterback rating. He can't be in the top 10 because of all those interceptions, Chris.
Yeah, he would get a lot more credit. And granted, a lot of the all-time greats threw a lot of interceptions. Not like him, but yeah, they threw a lot more than they do today.
All right, hey, you know what? Let's talk to Walking Willie in New Orleans. Walking Willie in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, how y'all doing this evening?
We're doing
What's
good.
Up, Walking Willie?
Oh, okay. What y'all doing is counting those chickens before they hatch. It's all going. Saints got to get past Chicago. They got to get past.
You supposed to be a Saints fan.
Hey Walking Willie, we're no assuming Saints you're a Saints.
So why are you scared of the Bears?
Hey, because remember the last time when the dog going to Chicago won the Super Bowl? What did they do? Did they put my buddy the refrigerator man in the back field?
That was 35 years ago.
Yes.
That was 35 years ago. But that's what they go do Saturday. They go put that guy kicking in the back field. He weighs 380 pounds. When he get down in that red zone, he's going. And my buddy Drew Brees, how somebody's wife would let him play with all them broken ribs? Huh? That don't make sense.
Well, I wouldn't be mad if Walking Willie's right, Rob, because that would eliminate your team.
What's
I wouldn't be mad at him.
Oh.
If the Bears beat New Orleans.
Yeah, that would be
plus
an upset.
Their
that
tough
would be
matchup for my pick. You know, I don't know what the seedings would be, but
that would be definitely a big time upset. All right, let's squeeze in. Oh my God. Let's squeeze in Sean in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
Margo's from another mother. I thought you was about to forget my name there for a second.
He just told you he's about to be 57 years old. These types of episodes are going to be happening more and more frequently.
Oh, whatever, Chris.
Hey, with how much love y'all keep getting from these Sacramento callers, man, y'all might have to do a live show from up North California real quick. But I know Chris locked out in Jersey.
Hey. No, we'll do that, obviously. I go to a wing place, I'm all in.
We love live shows.
Yes.
Hey, and Rob, we don't just got one strip club. We got a whole block of strip clubs up here, man. Go Center, come up here and show some love real quick. Look it up.
Hey, but
we
you know
them in the industrial district, but they there, baby. I don't know why I know that, but I know that.
Yeah, I've been to Sacramento. My one of my good friends was the editor of the Sacramento Bee, Tom Negrete.
That's right. I remember you told me about that. You said you were spending time by the pool and everything with his wife and everything, Big Rob.
Yep, absolutely.
You know I'm a daily listener. But my point, real quick, man.
Because it sounds like it's getting crazy.
No, it's all good.
I'm just saying. Just the pool, somebody's wife. My point, real quick, guys, is...
As far as Drew Brees goes, man, even if he wins this Super Bowl, we're not going to say it was him. It's going to go down the same way Peyton Manning's second ring went down. We're going to credit the defense. We're going to credit Alvin Kamara. And we're going to credit the coach for making everything happen. So I don't really feel like he has as much pressure as Josh Allen. Now, that's somebody who's been hyped up by all the big sports analysts, people talking about this should be 10-0 right now if it wasn't for the Hail Mary. So if he goes in there, especially Buffalo, that's a town hungry for a ring. I think they're even going to have a couple people in the stands during that game, if I'm not mistaken. So if he can't deliver on this playoff game against the hapless Philip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts who barely squeaked by, hey, I think it's going to be a lot of fallout if they can't pull this out this weekend.
He's young. You know what I'm saying, Rob? He's young.
I think
I get it. Yeah, it would be nice. It would be a kind of a damper on a great season, but Are we really holding it against him like that?
No, not yet. It's too, it's too early.
It's too early. I don't know. It's too soon, bro.
Yeah,
yeah. All right, we got our man John Morosi.
It's too soon, bro.
MLB Insider Fox Sports coming up next. But first, the gas man, David Gascon. Biggest Luke Garza fan in America.
That's Iowa Sam.
Yeah, you're second.
Definitely not.
Iowa Sam didn't compare him to Luca. You did.
Bro.
Don't try to run from it now.
No, I'm not. But if you're going to make your way to Sacramento for a strip club, Chris, you can make your way to
going
L.A.
To
for
no
a
strip club. Well, you know that.
Me and Rob are trying to go to church. You're trying to go to a strip club up
right,
in Sacramento.
You know Chris. Chris goes to a strip club.
Rob said he would go to church if I went to a strip club.
Yes. I told you we'd make a fair trade.
No,
let's do it.
I can't do that.
Hey, you could do both in the Golden Girls cruise round two, right?
Rob has never talked about that Golden Girls cruise.
What do you want me to tell you?
With you? I want you to tell me what happened.
We'll get
you
into
talked
it.
About it for a full year, and then he gets back. I don't want to talk about it.
Well, to be fair, in his defense, didn't he go Antarctica and then to the cruise?
Yes.
No.
It was Antarctica was in December, and then the cruise was like March, right before the pandemic.
Yeah,
I came back right when it.
That's right, because you had to actually quarantine.
Right.
Guys, college basketball, number one Gonzaga's blowing out BYU 52-29. And Wisconsin right now in overtime is looking to wrap up shop against Indiana 79-73. College football, Devontae Smith of Alabama has won the Biletnikoff Award, given to the nation's best wide receiver in all the land. And guys, as I send it back to you with John Paul Morosi, you got to ask him, because he was playing paying close attention to the World Juniors last couple of days, Team USA and Team Canada. I know you guys aren't big hockey guys, but still, nevertheless.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that'll make it, Gas Man.
Hey, I just injected it in
week.
There.
Have a good week.
But you already know I worked in Hockey Town.
That's so right, Detroit, Motor City, baby.
I covered plenty of hockey in Detroit.
That's right.
All right, thank you, Gas Man. And are you with us tomorrow or not?
No, not tomorrow. Steak day, we'll wait for another week or two.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm trying to get out there. I'm looking.
No, gift card.
I'm
do not
let me fly out.
Dave, don't wait on Chris coming out here, because it'll be 2027 and we'll be celebrating our 10th anniversary.
Look,
on the air. He'll come out to LA.
Man, just say the word and you got two Sizzlers gift cards in your
Mastro's, baby. Hook it up, Chris.
Mastro's, yes.
All right, thank you, my man. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got John Morosi, Fox Sports MLB Insider, joining us. John, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Chris and Rob. I was actually thinking that I was coming on the air tonight to talk about the Lions playing in the NFL playoffs. Did that not happen this year?
No, it did not happen.
No? Still no?
No. Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn. Yes, it just didn't happen.
So I've been saying, Chris and Rob, for forever that one of these years that we're going to get a Lions and Browns Super Bowl. Now, maybe Cleveland makes it this year, but apparently not the Lions.
I'm proud of my Browns.
I know.
Proud of my Browns. Yes.
Oh,
yes, they're looking good.
Well,
things
who I'm not
up.
Proud
speaking
of.
Speaking of Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm not proud of the Rob. Indians, because I got an issue. I love what the Mets did. And it looks like their owner has got plenty of money. He's going to make things happen. They're the new players in town. So let's look at it by both sides, John. What does it say to Cleveland fans that they can't sign one of their own, a star player in Lindor? And what does it say about the Mets?
Well, I think from Cleveland's perspective, this was coming for a long time. I think we knew that likely, and this was even the case before the pandemic, that Lindor was probably not going to sign a long-term deal there. And you think about the history of the organization, almost every superstar player who goes through this and gets closer to becoming a free agent, whether it's C.C. Sabathia, whether it's Cliff Lee, this is just part of the organization's DNA because of their market size, because of the fluctuations in attendance that they've had in Cleveland for a long time, that this is just standard procedure for them. Doesn't make it right or wrong, but this is what they've been doing for a very, very long time. If you look at how they've played, Rob and Chris, you certainly know this very well, they've been one of the very best teams in baseball from a standpoint of regular season winning percentage since 2013, since Terry Francona took over. But they missed their window. quite simply, they missed their window, and the economic reality of not knowing if you're going to have fans there in 2021 because of COVID-19, I think only really has accelerated or made even more obvious what was a pretty clear decision from their perspective. And they did not get back one of the top 10 prospects in the game. They got back a decent package, one that should still help them compete in the AL Central, but they are not entering the season as front runners to win the division. And in fact, you think about where their payroll is now and the talent they've got, this is probably a 500 team at best as they begin 2021.
What about the Mets? I mean, how does the, you know, everybody's raving about this trade for them. How does this change baseball, you know, going into next season?
Well, I think, Chris, I mean, to me, the Mets are now finally behaving like the large market team that they're supposed to be. And this is obviously taking an ownership change for it to happen. But this is the most excitement that I can recall around the Mets since 2005 when they signed both Pedro Martinez and Carlos Beltran. That is a, I think, a point of pride for Met fans who are now looking at it and saying, hey, Yankees, look at the players that we've got. We now have the owner who wants to spend. We have the superstar players that everybody wants to see in New York. And this matters. This matters in the largest city in our country. It matters to a huge fan base that's been waiting for a day like this. And they'll probably add one more reliever. They may even add another marquee position player, a George Springer.
I was going to say,
I mean, this is a watershed day in the history of baseball in New York. And I think at a time when the game is looking for some positive storylines, Francisco Lindor with that megawatt smile playing in New York is manifestly great for baseball.
And what about Springer? Is there any chance of that? I mean, you know, all it would take really is for the Mets to pay him. And they probably could land him. And what would that do for the Mets and their fans if they get Springer as well?
It's really interesting, Rob and Chris, because you look at the National League East. That division has the team that won the World Series in 2019, a team that got to within one game of going to the World Series this year in the Atlanta Braves, still a really good team in Philly with Bryce Harper there now, and I think a solid rotation. And then, oh, by the way, the Miami Marlins coming off a playoff berth. This is the best division top to bottom.
Yep,
based on this acquisition alone, do I think the Mets are the favorites? I think they're getting there. I think they're really close. And I would, if you compare the Braves roster to the Mets roster and you consider the Mets rotation now adding Carlos Carrasco, let's not forget about that part of the deal too. I think right now I like the Mets roster the best of this entire division.
John Morosi, MLB insider for Fox Sports, joining the iCouple. Let's go to the NL West. San Diego's made some noise. You Darvish, Blake Snell.
I've already got them ahead of the Dodgers. I'm already.
Yeah, where are you at on this, John? With
all
the
right,
Dodgers and the Padres now.
Yeah. So for me, Chris, I disagree with Rob here. I don't have the Padres ahead of the Dodgers. They've closed the gap, for sure. They've closed the gap. But the Dodgers, you think about their bullpen, it's still so solid. They just added Blake Trinan this week. Their rotation, you think about Kershaw and Julio Urias is getting better year by year. I think the Dodgers are still the team to beat out there. But the Padres, ironically, they are, I would say, in my estimation, the second-best team in the National League West, and then they may also be the second-best team in all of baseball. This is almost, you think about how for years we had the Red Sox and Yankees, two best teams in the sport, were in the same division. We might be back to that right now, except for it's the NL West and it's the Dodgers and Padres. I think it's great what the Padres have done, and the key thing is, guys, the reason why that's all possible is that A.J. Preller built such a great farm system that allowed him to make those two major splashes and not have to worry so much about the free agent market. Worrying about where the price points are for Trevor Bauer, forget about it. You make the trade for the pitchers and you move on. I think they made a really good decision there, A.J. Preller and the Padres, and making those two trades.
And here's the only thing I'm going to do say quickly is last year, only two teams had more wins than the Padres. And you know what two teams they were? The two teams that were in the World Series. They are going to be, to me, and I think the Dodgers have won the division 8 years in a row. At some point, Kershaw's getting older.
I know they
won the World Series. I feel the Padres coming after last year. You know, they made the playoffs. They didn't get there. But I really believe when you add pitching and those kind of guys, Cy Young Award winning guys at the top of your rotation, it pushes everybody else down. And I think they got a shot. I'm picking them to win the NL West.
Hey, it's bold, Robin. I love it. And remember this, too, to your point, Dinelson Lamet, who was injured in the playoffs this year, if he had been able to pitch, it might have been a very different series between the Padres and the Dodgers. So to your point, Lamet comes back. It's really like they're adding three pitchers to the rotation that they did not have against the Dodgers this year. So it's a great point by you, and it's good for baseball. Listen, there's a lot of concern still. The market's been slow. I get that. But at the end of the day, you got Fernando Tatis Jr. with a chance to play on a great team in San Diego, and then Lindor with the New York Mets.
All right, John, great stuff, man. We appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Always love the conversation, guys, and we'll keep working. The Lions-Browns Super Bowl is going to happen someday, my friend, someday. But in the meantime, Chris, I'm pulling for the Browns. How about that? I'm pulling for your team.
I'm with that, my brother. Thank you. Thanks, John.
Great, guys. Thanks so much.
Yep. All right, speaking of Ohio, is somebody from Ohio getting some extra special treatment that they shouldn't be? We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
That is the original, Rob. Usually DJ Alex Teicher puts his mix in there, but I like this. The original, yeah. It's a good show. That was one of my favorite cartoons. That was one of my favorite Saturday morning. Oh, my God. You going for another drop?
No, I'm not going. I already got two tonight. What's the other one?
Did I do that?
Yeah, this one.
Oh, gosh.
Did I do that? Did I do that?
Oh, my gosh. All right. Anyway, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And we are headed into an NFL wild card weekend. And you know we can't wait. All right. But we also got college football. On Monday, Rob, is the college football championship, Alabama, Ohio State. Now, Ohio State is going through a lot of issues with COVID. And so, you know, it's been broached that they might postpone the game until the 18th. I think they should because it's the only game left. You don't back up the season. It doesn't cause any complications. We want the best game. We want both teams at their best if possible. And we want to see a great college football game. So I would like them to back it up and give both teams a fair shot.
Only
there
problem
are a lot of
is,
people. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say some people think Ohio State's already getting too many favors. The Big Ten changed its rules so they could play in the championship. Then they got to the playoff with just six games played. You know, so this would just be another example of that in people's minds, but I think they need to do it for the good of college football.
Yeah, the problem here is it's the pandemic. It has nothing to do with Ohio State. The two teams that came down with COVID, Chris, what could they do? Seriously. What could they do? Michigan canceled the game, and I can't remember the other game that got canceled on them. They had nothing to do with it. It wasn't
two
like
two of them. They didn't play. Three they didn't play. Yeah.
Right. But it Illinois wasn't like maybe? It was because of them. They right. won a game if I remember late in the season, Chris, where they had like 15 or 16 players out.
Right. Right.
So I get it where people are saying, oh, they're bending over backwards. But here's the only other problem: if you delay it again, what happens, Chris? If there's another outbreak. Then do you see? I mean,
maybe
you might be 3 weeks. Do you see what I'm saying? But it could be like 3 weeks.
I hear you. That makes sense.
You got to be careful because you keep pushing it back, and now you're playing a championship game where guys haven't played in 3 weeks. I don't know if that's good football.
No, that's not good. There's no way. You're absolutely right about that. But doesn't it? I mean, don't you want to see, though, these two teams that they're – I mean, if Ohio State is seriously depleted and it's a rout – I mean, it could be a rout anyway, but, you know, if it's a rout because Ohio State doesn't have their best players or at least significant depth or whatever you want to call it, that's not good. I hear you, though. You're right. I mean, what if the next week Clemson comes down?
Right. And then you'll be like, oh, well, that's not fair to
another. Yeah.
That's not fair to Alabama. You know what I mean? Right. So then you say, oh, well, let's postpone it again another week. And I'm just saying, like, those are the scenarios you have to honestly think about. You can't say, well, if we postpone it a week, it's no big deal because everybody will be ready to go the following week. Really? Like really?
Right. Right. Nah, that's fair. That's fair. Well, it sounds like they're planning on playing anyway. Dan Patrick said this recently.
He's got what a source morning. Or something, right?
Yeah. And he said that there's particular concerns around Ohio State's defensive line. All right. And obviously that's a big part of their team, a big part of every team, but that was huge against Clemson. But that they're getting very close to the availability limit. You know, it could get to a point where you got to move it. You got to back it up a week. But you're right that you always run that risk of other guys get it. You know, I don't know. Maybe, you know, can you heighten the quarantine? You know, heighten the – almost put the team in a bubble. I think it'd be worth it, and I think the players would do it.
Well, you'd have to try to do something right. I know what you mean, a block or get to rent out the whole hotel, Chris,
for
a week. Nobody can come in or whatever, and try to see if you get everybody cleared and then keep them, you know, confined.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like at least at this point, it's still all a go for Monday night. So we will see. Just hope, you know, teams are as healthy as they can be and we get a good game. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Go to iTunes, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, and subscribe to the podcast. Download the podcast. Leave a comment, a good one, hopefully, but whatever you want to leave. And 5 stars would be awfully nice for the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. All right, we'll be back tomorrow bringing fire. Peace!
Did I do that?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart. And I'm very forgiving, but like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.